Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior software engineer and actually a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
That's right.
And if you're finding these explorations into AI valuable, please do take a moment to like and subscribe to the podcast on Apple. It really helps.
It does.
So here on the deep dive, what we try to do is, well, cut through all the noise, you know, the constant AI news.
Yeah, there's so much.
We take curated sources and pull out the key insights for you. Think of it like a fast track to understanding what really matters, the developments shaping things, without getting totally overwhelmed.
One quick way to get smart on the topic.
Exactly. So today, we're looking at some really interesting AI innovations that popped up on April 23rd, 2025.
Okay.
And we've got quite a mix, everything from a potential, like, huge tech acquisition,
right,
social media changes,
right,
advances in AI assistance, and even some surprisingly powerful new models coming from places you might not expect.
Yeah, that last one sounds intriguing. It really is just a snapshot of one day, but it shows the incredible speed of things in AI right now.
It really does.
What gets me is how many different areas are being touched. Tech, creative stuff.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, let's dive right into that potential big acquisition first. OpenAI may be buying Chrome.
Whoa, okay.
That's big.
Yeah, it came up during the DOJ's antitrust trial against Google. You know, that massive case like Google's dominance.
Right, a search monopoly argument.
Exactly. So apparently OpenAI's head of product, Nick Turley, he actually testified, said they'd be interested in buying Chrome if Google's forced to sell it off.
Okay, and the reasoning?
Well, this is the interesting part. He talked about integrating ChatGPT deeply into the browser, like really weaving it in for a smarter, more AI-driven way to browse the web.
Mm. That makes sense from their perspective. It's quite a strategic play, isn't it?
Mm.
The DOJ is suggesting Chrome divestment as a remedy.
Creates this opening. And OpenAI, well, they tried partnering with Google before for search data, right? To improve their own AI.
Right, and Google said no.
Yes.
So OpenAI started building their own search.
Yeah.
But it was slower going than they thought.
Yeah, so now grabbing Chrome, that would give them a massive foothold in the browser market overnight. Imagine the implications.
Exactly. It feels really bold, like completely changing how we think about using the web day to day, maybe, with ChatGPT just there.
But the implications are huge. Like you said, OpenAI gets a massive user base, sure. But what about browser competition and data privacy? That's a whole other can of worms if one AI company controls that much of our online activity.
Definitely. It really makes you wonder about, you know, the whole architecture of the internet, potentially.
If an AI company is the gatekeeper,
yeah,
regulators would be watching that like hawks, you'd have to assume.
For sure. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Moving from big tech maneuvers to social media, Instagram.
Okay.
They just launched a new standalone video editing app. It's called Edits.
Edits. Okay. And is it? It sounds like it's aimed at TikTok's CapCut.
Oh, absolutely. It's a direct competitor. Very clear positioning.
Makes sense. Short form video is just dominant. So what's special about Edits?
Well, it's got some pretty advanced features. Things not even in the main Instagram app.
Like what?
Things like AI generated animations, green screen effects, tools for isolating subjects and videos, stuff like that. Really aimed at creators wanting more power.
Hmm. Okay. So they're going beyond basic filters and cuts.
Yeah. Instagram even acknowledged, you know, there's overlap with CapCut, but they're saying, look, we're focused on creators and we're promising more updates.
What kind of updates?
Things like keyframes for precise control, more AI functions down the line, and even collaborative video work. Multiple people editing together.
Interesting. So the strategy seems pretty clear then. Empower creators, give them better tools.
And keep them making content for Instagram, or at least closely tied to it.
Yeah. Right. It's about competing in that short form video battleground. Keep people from drifting entirely to TikTok or other platforms just for the editing tools.
Makes sense. Now let's talk about something a lot of us use, or maybe argue with daily. Siri.
Ah, Siri.
Yes. Apple's appointed a new head for the Siri team. Mike Rockwell. And it sounds like he's shaking things up quite a bit.
Rockwell. Wasn't he heavily involved with the Vision Pro?
Exactly. He's bringing key people from the Vision Pro project over to revamp Siri.
Wow. Okay. That's significant. Transferring talent from a cutting edge project like that.
Yeah. And they're specifically overhauling teams focused on speech, understanding, performance, and the user experience.
So the core components.
Right. And apparently this involves replacing previous managers. So it's not just a reshuffle. It sounds like a real push for major improvement.
Well, it signals a strong commitment, doesn't it? Apple must recognize Siri needs a serious boost to compete effectively.
Definitely feels that way. We've all heard the complaints or experienced the limitations. This sounds like a direct attempt to fix that.
And bringing in people from Vision Pro, they likely have fresh ideas on interfaces, interaction, maybe even understanding context better. Those are areas Siri has lagged.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, now for something I found genuinely surprising and honestly quite cool, a Korean startup, Nari Labs, founded by just two undergraduates.
Two students.
They've developed an open source text-to-speech model. It's called DIA, D-I-A.
DIA.
And get this, it's reportedly better than industry leaders like 11 Labs and Sesame.
Wait, really? Better than 11 Labs? Developed by two undergrads.
That's the report. And here's the kicker. They did it with no external funding.
Wow. Okay, that's incredible. It really shows how accessible AI development is becoming, maybe.
Seems like it. And the fact that it's open source is huge, too.
Absolutely. So what can DIA actually do? What makes it better?
Well, it sounds very advanced. It handles, like, nuanced emotional tones, supports multiple speaker tags in one audio file.
So it can differentiate voices.
Yeah. And it even does nonverbal stuff, laughter, coughing, screams, apparently.
Okay, that's sophisticated.
It's a 1.6 billion parameter model.
Yeah.
They were inspired by Google's Notebook LM, and they actually used Google's TPU Research Cloud program to get the computing power.
Ah, so they leveraged existing infrastructure, smart, and the comparisons.
The side-by-side test supposedly showed it beating 11 Labs Studio and Sesame's model on things like timing, how expressive it sounds, and handling those nonverbal cues in the script.
That is seriously impressive. It really hammers home that big breakthroughs don't only come from giant labs anymore.
Right. Small teams, good ideas, access to compute, they can really shake things up.
And they have plans for it.
Yeah, they want to build a consumer app based on it, focused on social content creation, remixing audio, that kind of thing.
Very cool. Okay, shifting back to the intersection of AI and established institutions, the media world.
Yes, the Washington Post. They've struck a strategic partnership with OpenAI.
Okay. Another big publisher signing up. What does the deal involve?
So ChatGPT will now be able to give summaries, pull relevant quotes, and provide direct links back to Washington Post articles within its answers.
Right. So making Post content more accessible via ChatGPT, essentially driving traffic, potentially.
That seems to be the goal, enhancing access to, you know, high-quality journalism within these AI platforms.
And they're not the first, right? OpenAI has deals with quite a few publishers now.
Over 20 major ones, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because this is happening while OpenAI is also fighting lawsuits with other publishers, like the New York Times.
Right, over the training data and copyright issues. It's a complicated landscape.
Definitely. And the Post has already dabbled in AI themselves with tools like Ask the Post AI. So maybe they're more open to this kind of integration.
It really shows the split in the media industry, doesn't it? Some are fighting AI, worried about copyright and displacement, while others, like the Post here, are trying to find ways to work with it, leverage its reach.
It's a definite balancing act everyone's trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
How do you adapt without losing control or revenue?
Exactly.
Okay, quick pause here. If you're finding these insights useful and maybe you want to level up your own skills in this crazy, fast-moving tech world,
which is changing daily, as we see.
Right. Definitely check out Etienne's AI-powered JamgaTech app. It's designed to help you master and actually pass over 50 different in-demand certifications.
Wow, 50. In what areas?
Covers a lot. Cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, business, whole range of stuff.
That's comprehensive.
Yeah. So if that sounds interesting, the JamgaTech app link is right there in the show notes.
Good to know. Okay, so back to the AI applications. How about business functions, like sales?
Ah, yes. This is interesting, too. AI is starting to really change sales outreach, personalized emails.
Right, I've seen some buzz about this. Platforms like Autobound.ai was mentioned.
Yeah, that's one example. They use real-time data about prospects to generate, like, hyper-personalized emails.
So analyzing info about the person or company.
Right. To craft a message that feels really tailored, not just generic spam. The idea is it saves tons of time for sales teams.
And hopefully gets much better engagement rates because it's actually relevant.
Exactly. The outline even mentioned a potential workflow using tools like Anny8 NRN for automation, Google Sheets, an AI agent, Gmail.
Yeah.
You can see how it can be streamlined.
Yeah, moving from mass blasting to really targeted, almost bespoke communication at scale, that's a potential edge.
Definitely a shift in customer relationship management. Okay, this next one. It's a bit mind-bending.
Go on.
Anthropic's CISO, Jason Clinton, he's predicting AI employees, like virtual employees with their own digital identity.
Virtual employees, as in AI agents working within the company network.
Yeah, integrated into corporate networks, potentially as early as next year. He's talking about them having their own accounts, passwords, even memories of tasks and interactions.
Whoa, okay, that's a big step beyond just using AI tools. That's giving AI agency inside the system.
Exactly, and Clinton immediately flagged the cybersecurity challenges.
I bet. How do you manage permissions for an AI? How do you monitor it? Who's responsible if an autonomous AI does something wrong?
Right, huge questions. He called virtual employee security the next AI innovation hotbed. Basically, securing these things is going to be as critical as building them.
Makes sense. And Anthropic, being a major AI player, they'd be thinking hard about securing their own models and watching for misuse already.
For sure. So the big takeaway seems to be, we need to completely rethink security and identity management if we're heading towards autonomous digital workers.
Absolutely. The old rules might not apply. We need new frameworks, new protocols. It's not just tech development, it's the whole infrastructure around it.
Okay, on a perhaps slightly lighter note, the Oscars.
Ah, Hollywood meets AI.
Yeah. The Academy confirmed that films using AI-generated content are eligible for Oscars.
As long as they meet the existing criteria, right? Storytelling, creativity, human contribution, still key.
Exactly. So they're not banning it, but they are emphasizing the human element needs to be significant. And transparency about AI use will probably be important.
It opens the door, though. Acknowledges AI is becoming a tool in filmmaking, just like CGI was.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how filmmakers actually use it and how the criteria might evolve over time.
Definitely raises questions about creativity and authorship when AI is involved. Where do you draw the line?
True. And speaking of creative fields, fashion. Iconic designer Norma Kamali.
Okay.
She's actively using generative AI tools in her design process.
Really? Oh.
Exploring new materials, different silhouettes, even using it for personalized styling ideas.
Huh. So AI as a collaborator in fashion design.
Yeah, she apparently sees it as redefining fashion as this blend of art and technology, streamlining workflows, maybe enabling more sustainable or personalized fashion too.
Interesting. Another example of AI reshaping a creative industry.
And let's just quickly circle back to that text-to-speech model, Daya.
Right, the one from the two undergrads.
Yeah. It's worth highlighting again how significant it is that a high-quality, open-source alternative to tools like 11 Labs is emerging.
And it's already being picked up by indie developers, you said?
Yep. So what does that really mean going forward?
Well, I think it means democratization, right? Open access levels the playing field. It empowers smaller developers, researchers, anyone really, to build on state-of-the-art voice tech.
So potentially faster innovation in voice assistants, accessibility tools, all sorts of things.
Exactly. More grassroots innovation because the core tech is available.
Cool. Okay. And finally, let's touch on AI in healthcare, which is always impactful.
Definitely.
BioState AI is working with Weill Cornell Medicine.
Okay.
They're creating AI models specifically for leukemia treatment.
How do those work?
They use genomics data, electronic health records, analyzing all that complex information to help guide more precise, personalized treatment strategies for blood cancer patients.
Wow. So using AI to tailor care based on individual patient data, that's the promise of precision medicine right there.
Exactly. The goal is earlier intervention, more effective treatments, really powerful potential.
Truly revolutionary potential for oncology.
Yeah. And there were just a few other quick hits from April 23rd. Apple had to tweak its Apple Intelligence marketing. Remove some available now claims.
Ah, so maybe some features weren't quite ready for prime time. Happens all the time with complex tech rollouts.
Seems like it. Character AI launched something called Avatar FX for creating long-form talking avatars.
More realistic digital personas. Fits the trend.
IBM and the European Space Agency released TerraMind for real-time climate monitoring.
That's huge. Using AI to process climate data faster is critical.
Oh, your CEO joined the board at Rivian, the EV company.
More AI integration in automotive makes sense.
And Motorola debuted SVX, an AI device for emergency responders.
AI helping first responders, better information, faster response, could save lives.
So looking back at just this one day, April 23rd, 2025. Wow. The themes are pretty clear, aren't they?
Yeah, incredibly rapid progress, and it's everywhere. Consumer tech, media, science, creative fields, fashion, film.
And it's not just the giants. Those Nori Lab students with Daya. Small teams, open source, They're making a real impact too.
Absolutely. It's this convergence, isn't it? All these threads coming together, showing AI weaving itself deeper into everything we do.
It really prompts you to rethink how things work across so many
Yeah,
areas.
definitely.
So here's a thought to leave you with. Considering how fast things are moving and seeing powerful but accessible models like Daya emerge, how might that fundamentally reshape just basic communication? How we create stuff, how we interact online, maybe even sooner than we think.
That's a big question. The tool's becoming both powerful and widely available. Yeah, that could accelerate change dramatically.
Something to mull over. And hey, don't forget, if you want to deepen your own expertise in this AI world, check out the Jamgatech app. Links in the show notes for those certifications.
Good reminder.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
Always fascinating.